You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. This week, it is a privilege for me to introduce someone new coming to Conducting Conversations, along with someone not so new. See how I phrase that, Joe?
Very nice, Mike. I like that.
Joe Perillo is here from the University of Rhode Island. He is the department head of music. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. It's nice being here, Mike.
Nice to have you back once again. And you have brought someone with you that is an associate professor of music. And his name is Manabu Takasawa. How did I do with that?
Very well.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
An associate professor of music, but his real claim to fame here for this show is that he is the founder of the Piano Extravaganza from URI. It's 10th year coming up, so we're going to find out all about that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're not from South Providence originally.
No.
No.
I was born and raised in Japan, but I have been living in this country for almost 30 years. I was trained mainly in New York and Washington, D.C. area. And I have been living in Rhode Island since 2001.
So, and what brought you to Rhode Island in 2001?
Well, the job.
The job, okay. So at URI?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good reason to be here, to get paid.
It's worked out well for us.
It's worked out well.
Yeah.
So he's been with you. You've known him all that time probably, Joe.
No,
right?
Yes, I have.
All
yes.
Right. And Joe is the department head of the music department at URI, and famous to a lot of you because he is a jazz musician and been playing in this area from, quite a while.
Yeah, well over 50 years, I guess, at this point.
Over how many years?
Over 50.
Over 50 years, that's my claim.
I was playing at a very young age, but
that's right.
Not so young, but yes.
Well, there you go. Well, that's like me. I've been singing in this area for about 50 years. I started formally when I was 10, so there you go. Almost in the same ballgame.
Sure.
All right, we're going to get to the Piano Extravaganza from URI. Tell us a little bit about that program and what made you start that.
Okay. So my first year, I think, so this is 2001-2002 academic year. For whatever reason, the university granted us a permission to purchase a second concert grand piano, Steinway. So the department chair at the time sent both Joe and me, along with our piano technician at the time, to go to New York to look at some pianos to choose the concert grand. So we brought one back, and at that time I decided that we need to do something to commemorate this. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to start something, a festival anyway, so I thought I could really tie this into the event. So I decided to create a festival, or first it was a concert, using showcasing the two concert grands that we now had. So first it was a faculty concert, and we tried to do some workshops to go with it and created what we now call it Piano Extravaganza. And eventually, I think it was a year after, I added a competition component. So then it was a concerts and competition festival. And it's been pretty much been that way ever since 2003.
It must be successful to keep going all these years and keep people interested. That's great.
Yes.
And about how many people involved in this program, roughly?
Well, the concert portion, all the faculty and staff are involved, as well as our piano students, almost anywhere from maybe 10 to 20 students play in concerts. And the competition portion, first year we had maybe 13 entries, but now last year we had over 50. And the people who are coming keep growing. The area from which they come are getting farther and farther away. So now we attract students from Hartford area, as well as downtown Boston even. And so I'm expecting as large or even larger participation this year.
Well, that's great. We'll get more details about the event itself in a moment, but let's get to a piece of music. You've brought some music from past performances.
Yes.
And this first piece that you have for us is Mozart. Tell us about it.
This is the Sonata for Two Pianos, and this is the only sonata that Mozart wrote for this combination of instruments. And I brought the first movement that we did several years ago with my colleague Slavomir Dobzhansky. He used to teach part-time at URI, but he's now associate professor of music at Kansas State.
We'll give that a listen right now.
Thank you.
have some great music provided by URI's music department. Joe, lots of things happening, as always, at URI. And we have just some things coming up in just another week or two. Tell us about that.
We do. It's pretty busy in April. So we start off on April 2nd is the National Association of Teachers of Singing, Rhode Island chapter of RI Nats Songfest. And Margaret Frazier is the coordinator for that. So that's happening on April 2nd, and it's an all-day of singing, juried events, and awards. So,
and that's at the Fine Arts Center,
That's at the Fine Arts Center.
Upper College Road at URI.
It starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 5, and it's free.
It's free?
It's free.
What a deal. And if you mention Joe's name, you get a lobster salad sandwich for lunch.
You do.
Okay. It's
provided by George Kent.
we'll make sure that we tell George to bring them with him.
And then, and we've got a variety of student recitals that happen the 2nd and the 3rd. And then on the 7th, Thursday the 7th, we have the Rhode Island Music Educators Senior High School Choral Festival. So lots of singing going on. And that's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 7th and Friday the 8th, Thursday the 7th and Friday the 8th. So that's a really busy time for us, too. And then Manabu kicks it off Friday night with the beginning of the Piano Extravaganza.
Friday night?
The 8th.
The 8th. All right, great.
Of April.
And we'll give you information about how to get tickets and things like that a little bit later. But Manabu, let's go back to the music and tell us about these next couple pieces that we want to listen to.
Okay, this is a set of two short pieces by British composer Benjamin Arthur. The title is Two Jamaican Street Songs. The first movement is Maddie Rag, and the second is called Cookie. And this I performed a few years ago with my current colleague who teaches part-time piano, Grace Yuriko.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the music of URI. Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to some great piano music provided to us by URI, the University of Rhode Island. I guess we haven't said that yet tonight, so we should get that out there, that that's what URI stands for. If you're not in this listening area, you might happen to be listening on the World Wide Web. And just so you both know, we have listeners as far away as Taiwan and Australia, and I'm sure some in Japan. And by the way, speaking of Japan, we'd be remiss if we didn't make mention that our prayers are with all those people in Japan since that terrible situation that happened just a short time ago. So we hope everyone is recovering from that, and that Manobu, all your family and friends are in good shape there, I hope.
Yes.
And we're going to get to some more information about the program at URI from the department head, Joe Perillo. Tell us about what's coming up here as far as the details of this event.
The details of the piano extravaganza, okay.
Right.
Well, first of all, if you need any more information about the concerts, you can call 401-874-2431. And if you have any need handicap access or anything mm-hmm. like that, we can help that way. The concerts, the evening concerts, are $10 general admission and $5 for students. And the competitions that are during the day on Saturday 12 to 5 and on Sunday 12 to 5, those are free.
Okay, great. And why don't you tell us about some of the people that are involved with this year's concert, and because I know that we've been listening to past performances, but it sounds like an action-packed extravaganza this year. Tell us about some of the people involved.
Sure. Friday night, we're expecting a piano duo team coming from Chicago and Boston, the Belsky-Maxwell duo. Svetlana Belsky is the coordinator of piano at University of Chicago. And Jennifer Maxwell, she is currently completing her Doctor of Musical Arts degree at Boston University. I don't know them personally, but from their bio, they sound just wonderful. Sounds like back in 2005, they had a performance together and found out how well they match. And since then, they have decided to form a group team, and they have been concertizing all over. Most recently, they made their official Carnegie Hall debut sometime earlier this year. So we're very looking forward to having them.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like it'll be a great event. And now let's go back to some music from the past and talk about this one that we get to hear Joe play on the piano on this next piece, correct?
Yep. He has always been gracious enough to join our faculty concerts and play some jazz selections for us. And piano extravaganza concerts, we try to select more entertaining classical music and some jazz selections, and just his music fits just very well. So this is his Waltz for One.
We'll give it a listen right now.
Thank you.
There you have the fingers of Joe Perillo tickling the ivories. Very nice, Joe. Nice job.
Thanks.
And now we're going to go to one that might be familiar to most of our audience. This one is Saber Dance. Tell us about this one.
Aram Khachaturian wrote this piece, and it's been arranged in every possible medium, but this is an arrangement for two pianos, eight hands. So that means four pianists, two pianists at the each piano, and so there will be four of us playing. This was done last year with all of our classical piano staff, Michelle Beaton, Grace Yuriko, Jean Maxon Carpenter, and myself.
All right, we'll give that a listen before we take our next break and be back with more of the University of Rhode Island Piano Department. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations. We are with the University of Rhode Island Music Department, specifically Joe Perillo, who is the department head, and Manabu Takasawa, Associate Professor of Music. And Manabu, tell us about an event called Night at the Symphony. I think I got that part right.
Yes. So I talked briefly about the Friday concerts. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Saturday, April 9th concert. This also starts at 8. This involves our students and URI students and faculty. I called it because there are a lot of arrangements for piano duet or piano duo that are not originally written for piano. So we wanted to feature some symphonies that were arranged for piano duet or for two pianos, and there will be some piano concertos played with two pianos. So those are some of the featured pieces that are not originally written for piano, but also students will be playing some solo repertoire as well.
All right, and that will lead us now to this next piece of music, a Ravel piece, I believe.
Yes. Jodeau, it means play of water. It's a very imaginative piece played by Fenya Chiang. She is one of my friends. We went to school together at the University of Maryland, but she's also a Juilliard-trained pianist. She now lives in Texas, but she came as the guest one year, and she played this Ravel piece as well as a few others.
Thank you.
Joe, as always, a busy year for URI and things happening almost daily in the fine arts department there. And tell us about a couple of things that might be happening just after this April 9th date.
Okay, after the April 9th date, we have on the 11th and the 12th, which is a Monday and Tuesday, we have the Rhode Island Music Educators Association Middle School Choral Festival. And that's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that runs all day with groups performing all day, singing, just singing all day.
And
so
people can come in and out as they...
can come out in and out as they please. It's all day, and it's free.
It is free.
It is free.
What a great deal. So
great.
If you're down in the URI area, you might even take it in for lunch if you wanted to do that. You can just zip over there and catch some of the action, or take the afternoon off and show your support for the music at the University of Rhode Island. Joe, thanks again for coming in and being with us tonight on Conducting Conversations. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us. It really helps us.
It's great.
Programs.
And we want to finish up with some information about the competition, I guess, angle of this whole thing. Tell us about that.
Okay. So since 2003, we have had festival competition for young pianists. And these are open for any amateur student pianists who are in school, up to high school. And they come and perform 10 to 15 minutes of piano music from memory. Now, one event that I have added this year that's going to be new is festival competition for amateur pianists. These are geared toward adults who are 18 years or older, who may be working in different profession, or who may be studying piano but not a music major. So we're hoping to get as many participants as possible for this new event. And the amateur competition will run on Saturday afternoon, and for the young pianists will be on Sunday afternoon.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want to thank you also, Manabu, for coming in and bringing us this information and the music from past performances. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. And give us one more piece of music from the past, and we'll go out with that.
Okay. Before that, I just wanted to give a website.
Sure.
For the Piano Extravaganza. It's www.pianoextravaganza.org.
All
right. So all the information should be there, including online registration. And the last piece that we brought is by Witold Ludovsky. And this is also performed by Fenya Chang and also myself. Originally written for two pianos. It's called Variations on a Theme of Paganini.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.